Welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast, where we discuss dynasty strategy, rankings, and all things NFL. So get ready to geek out on fantasy football with your host, Rich Dotson.
And welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Rich Dotson. He's Matt O'Hara.
Hey, hey.
And no Garrett Price.
GP is not in the building.
Yeah, he went to Atlantis and got craps. It's a fishy situation.
It does sound very fishy.
It does. So Garrett's not feeling well. He's got a little was not feeling good.
He's got the Bahama blues.
He does. I mean, if I came back from Bahamas, I'd be sad too.
Definitely.
Even though the weather's nice.
I drove here with my top down on my Jeep.
Oh, you dirty birdie.
Yeah.
It's you just waving those little nipples around.
It was fantastic.
Ah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back. We're entering week 8 of the fantasy football season, which means we are inching closer to playoffs, which is crazy.
It's getting close. It's getting down to the nitty gritty here.
Seeing who the contenders are, who are not the contenders, teams are going to be.
I think they're called pretenders.
Pretenders.
Yeah.
Making some trades out there. We saw in our old league that's 19 years old, Travis Kelce got dealt off of somebody who finally gave up the hunt.
Yeah, no, they should have given up a long time ago. But
still holding on to Mike Evans, though, for some reason.
Some ungodly reason. You know, sometimes emotions get involved.
That's true. That is true. Nothing like rebuilding and holding on to those guys that are 30 years old.
Hey. You know who you are.
Yeah, I'm so torn in that league. I got offered, before he went off, I got offered Deontay Foreman and Chris Godwin in that league for my first in Dalvin Cook. And I rejected it right away, even though I need a receiver. But I'm just like I could, like, all my buys were this week. So I was like, after this week, I don't really need a receiver bar an injury. I can get by with like a Robert Woods or Michael Wilson.
Are you 5-2?
Yeah. Bottom of the playoff, like, rung right there.
It's like I'm at the top at, I think, 6-1. There's another team at 6-1. There's a bunch, like, 3 or 4 5-2s, and then there's everyone below that's just crap.
I'm not really too worried about it because that league is very cut in the middle with the rebuilders and then the contenders. Yep. It's like 6-1-4.
Yep.
And the guy who is in 7th, Juan, he has no running backs, so I'm not really worried about
making a play. I think it would be 6-1-5.
Listen, I am not arithmetic
scientist. I'm doing the math correctly there.
Yeah, you're right. So 1 + 1.
Yes.
Yeah, this is hard stuff for him, man.
I know.
We got through this week 7, with no major injuries.
Yeah.
Nobody out for the year, which is good. Sean Watson still hurt.
I mean, we'll talk about it in a minute. Who knows with what, right?
Well, before we got to talk some injuries here. Yep. We got to talk some dynasty. Today, we're going to talk about the injuries, of course. We're going to hit on some factor fiction, and we're going to re-rank the top 5 rookie wide receivers of this class. New number one for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you, but I got a new number one.
Yeah, I mean, he's overall pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Kind of hard to argue at this point. And we'll talk about that. Before we talk about all of that with you guys and Nerd Herd, and we're doing trade. We had a Nerd Herd in the Discord send over a whole bunch of trade questions. So for the Nerd Herd show, we're going to do trade questions.
Nice.
Which is the lovely Nerd Herd. If you want access to the Nerd Herd and the Discord and the film room, which we're uploading every single day. Mm-hmm. We are so ahead of schedule on all 22 film. All the film we're uploading in the film room, which is of every possible rookie you could draft. Their games are cut down on the film room. It's all 22 film. Every game we've cut so far, and I think we've cut hundreds of film already, which is nuts. We're so far ahead of it. That's pretty exciting.
No, yeah, usually that stuff is not until November, at like the end of November-ish, yeah. I feel like, is when that stuff kind of starts filling in, and we really got on top of it this year early.
November's so. Next week?
I know. Well, end of November is usually kind of when that stuff kicks off. But
I'm not going to lie. I know summer's over and falls upon us, but I'm pretty pumped to go do some snowboarding. So
that'll be nice, man. It really will, obviously.
I'm excited for that.
I think you got a new board a couple of years ago, right?
I got a new board 2 years ago, yeah. I think.
I need to get one myself.
Actually. And I'm already like going, should I get another one? No, I really like the board I got.
You could pass that thing down to one of your kids, though. Your one son is probably big enough to use that.
He's got his own board. He'll probably get his own one, too, if he wants. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go look at some new bindings. We're talking snowboarding. I'm going to look at some new bindings, these new step-in bindings. But, that's a different
thing. Loop me in on that when you're looking for... I want to check out the new step-in bindings.
In between shows, right. These aren't step-in bindings.
No.
They're called flow bindings, where it's just a... I'll show you in between shows.
Okay.
So, somebody showed me a couple weeks ago. I've been meaning to go to the store to go check them out. I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm too old to be bending over strapping.
That was exactly what I was just thinking. I'm like, dude, I'm getting too old for this. I'm 43.
Yeah. I've over the last couple of years, I just get off the lift and I step right into my binding and then kind of like just lean over while I'm gliding down.
That's strapping usually in that what way. I do now, if possible.
But even then I'm like, I just turned 44. Like I'm almost halfway to 50. Like
you're almost halfway to 50.
I mean,
you're way past halfway to 50, dude. I'm sorry to break it to you, man.
Don't tell me that. Come on.
Sorry, man. I know math is not your strong point, but
I'm almost dead. Leave me alone, man. 44. Woo. I mean, 44 years old.
Look at you.
Still can't speak correctly.
Look at you.
Sounded ridiculous. But let me tell you about our friends at Underdog Fantasy. Underdog, they have a brand new sign up offer we've been talking about, and you can claim your mystery pick'em special. And for a limited time, we've been talking about that $500 deposit match, which is absolutely tremendous. So not $100, but $500 deposit match. All you need to do is go sign up at Underdog, use that promo code NERDS, make a deposit, head to the lobby, and find out which player pick'em special you got. So you get a little free action there. And get on there and get some action. Get some cash.
Get some cash.
Yeah, do some pick'em in there. And so, like, I don't know what you guys are waiting for. You can sign up right now, underdogfantasy.com. You go to the app store, use that promo code NERDS. Underdog's going to double your first deposit up to $500.
That's still going on, huh?
It is. Gosh. As of right now. I mean, it's in my ad read, so I'm assuming they're still going to give you $500. Yeah. Have until someone tells me otherwise.
Yep. Crazy.
I love Underdog. I really do. I use it all the time. But, we've been promoting this so long, I hope everybody knows that you also get a free year membership to the Nerd Herd.
Yeah.
If you're using the promo code NERDS. We'll also send you a free shirt. If you haven't gotten your shirt yet, it's been about 3 weeks since I sent out shirts. I've been a little lackadaisical.
You've been busy.
I mean, I guess you can call it that.
I was trying to help you out, man.
I have been busy. I'm not going to lie. I have been very busy.
There you go.
Birthday party. You know what I got?
Birthday parties?
I got my first hangover.
You're 40. You're 44 years old.
I got my first hangover Saturday. Yeah, like... I woke up.
Welcome to
promo
the club.
Promo code NERDS, Underdog. We'll give you a free year membership. We'll send you a free shirt. But yeah, Underdog. Yeah, so I went out Saturday. We threw a surprise 60th birthday for both my in-laws. Their birthdays are pretty close.
Okay.
And I started drinking wine heavily at dinner.
All right.
And then we went to the bar, and there was like 60 people for the surprise party, and I was drinking apple pie moonshines. I was drinking tequila. And I was drinking, I drink a lot. Let me put it that way.
And you were mixing, it sounds like, all over the place.
Oh, yeah, might as well have been a DJ. And I woke up on Sunday. I was like, man, I don't feel good. Ashley, my wife, is like, oh, because that means you have a hangover. Mister, I don't ever get a hangover. I'm like, nah, I just don't feel that good. You're like,
it's definitely not a hangover.
Like, I had a very mild headache, which I don't get headaches. And my stomach was a little queasy, but I didn't feel like I was going to throw up or anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have a hangover. And I'm like, maybe I just need some greasy food. So it's Sunday.
Sure.
Browns are coming out at 1.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, babe.
Dive in.
What if I just order up some loaded fries and some wings?
Some chicken wings.
She's like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's do it. We did it. Ate it. Felt like I just didn't feel 100% all day. And I know. I told my wife, I was like,
welcome to the club. It only took you 44 years.
Oh, first of all, I hope it never happens again.
Yeah. They're horrible.
Second of all, that's how I felt every time I drank. I would just quit drinking.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
It'd be as simple as that. I'd be a huge pothead. That's what I would do with my life. Like, what are you doing today? I'm like, just consuming this. What is that? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, at least on the ballot here, November 7th in Ohio, recreational here in Ohio.
Issue 2?
Issue 4, my
four?
Friend. Yeah, okay. I got that memorized. Is it 4? No, is it issue 2? No, 3 and 4 are for the school levies.
It might be 2, my friend.
Whatever.
I might have had that correct and you had it wrong.
Voting yes.
It's all that reefers that you've been smoking. Yeah. Your memory's shot.
Trying to fight those hangovers. I wonder if Rich can't talk correctly. You think I wouldn't have that much saliva in my mouth if that was the case. But here we are.
Here we are.
Like Richie Dotson over here in my mouth.
Lake Dotson up in that mouth.
So big news. I technically had a very mild hangover on Sunday. First one ever.
Well,
hope that never for the birds.
Yeah, they're terrible.
To be fair, I just lay on the couch all day and watch football. Too fair. So I felt fine. You know what I felt the worst? Monday.
The old 2-day hangover.
I went to work.
Yeah.
Okay, and I felt fine in the morning, and I felt like I was just driving. And I was like, man, I don't really feel that great even like now. Called up somebody that works for me, and I was like, hey, I need you to take over for the rest of my day. He's like, why? I'm like, I just don't feel good. He's like, oh, you got COVID or something? I'm like, I don't want to be like, I got my first hangover, maybe possibly. I was like, nah, I'm just not feeling. I got a bellyache.
I just got my tummy ache. My head hurts.
Yeah, yeah. So that was it. That's the story of me.
All right.
Well, it's. I hope you got a lot of dynasty information for my snowboard talk and first
hangover. Hey, we have to get this stuff out of the way as well.
Do you know what's next? I'll have a nightmare.
You never had a nightmare?
I've never had a nightmare.
Good Lord.
Ever.
You are a unique individual.
I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's probably because I want to have a nightmare. It's probably why I don't have a nightmare.
Do you remember every single night that you're sleeping, like dreams?
Uh-huh. Pretty much. When I wake up, yeah. I'm a very lucid dreamer, too. Like very realistic.
Very rare for me to remember what a dream was or remember that I even dreamt.
Really?
It's more frequently I lay down and snap, it's morning. And nothing. There's nothing there.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like my wife was, she's like, goes on about all the dreams that she's had and, oh my God, I was freaked out. I was sweating through my clothes because this and this happened. I'm like, we were talking last night and I fell asleep and then I woke up and then now you're talking to me again. Like, that's it, man. That's all that happened. It was instantaneous. I have no idea like that any time has passed. Like that's it. I just feel refreshed and I'm awake.
Wow. That's a good life. I mean, you have a nonstop life that way. I feel like I have a whole nother life. Like when I sleep,
which is something that I would prefer.
Yeah. It's nice. Cause it's very fake.
Yeah.
It's very,
I mean, it happens. I'm not without dreams, but it's like 90% of the time I don't dream. Probably higher than that.
I dream every night.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And they're pretty vivid. Like they're very, like very lucid dreams. You know what I mean? Like I'm out there and sometimes they seem real.
Have you ever had a dream that you're flying? You were flying.
Yes.
So have I.
Uh-huh.
Wake up feeling great.
Because you're flying?
Yeah.
I was flying high, babe.
Like, I mean, like, you felt like Superman. I, like, literally, I remember the day that it happened, and it was like a lucid-ish dream, and I woke up, and I felt fantastic the entire day. I just felt like on top of the world.
Because you were flying
in your dream? I was flying in my dream. It was so weird.
You were like that singer that felt like a bird.
I guess.
I'd only fly away. Can't remember her name.
No. What was her name?
I'm Like a Bird? Not Nanny Brulia, right? She's sung Torn.
No. It'll come to me. Anyway, so. Injuries.
Oh, you want to talk about injuries? I thought we were talking about our dreams and stuff.
That's so off track.
I'm just trying to have a nightmare. That's all I'm trying to do.
Right.
And my brain works differently. I actually dreamt, was it last night or Sunday night? Sunday night, I dreamt, because sometimes when I think of something funny, I'll write it down.
Sure.
Because I always said if I ever want to like do stand-up comedy, I should probably take notes, which I'm never going to do stand-up comedy ever. But I was like, I should take notes. And like, I dreamt a guggle and then immediately woke up, wrote a couple of things down, then went back to bed. I was like, because usually I don't, and then I forget. I'm like, I remember this for sure in the morning. It's hilarious.
They say if you ever wake up in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, and you can't fall back asleep, start doing something creative because that is when you're in like a flow.
Nice.
Right? To like do that kind of stuff. So you can't like set an alarm to do it. Like, if your body naturally wakes up. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't wake up in the middle of the night. I sleep with a fan on. Hashtag sleep fan for all you 10-year listeners.
That's going way back.
I sleep very, like, I don't wake up. I don't wake up to go to bed. I go to sleep. It's it.
Yep.
So I'm up. Yep. So the sound of the fan really draws, drowns everything else out.
Drones it.
How many minutes are we into the show? Let me guess, 12?
That's 14.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're in minute 14.
This is your favorite show yet. Thanks for sticking around. Let's talk some injuries, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. So Christian Watson went down with a knee injury. Have we heard yet? Possible ACL, possible MCL, but just could be like a strain. So this one is we're waiting on MRI results. We'll see how bad it is. So that could be potentially the worst news, right? That's going to come down. Christian Watson not having a fantastic year anyway.
No.
Kind of up and down, right?
Up and down. Whole team. I mean, I feel good.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, Jordan Love is not having a great year, I guess is a better way to say it.
He started off hot, right?
Real hot.
Yep.
Been very average as of late. But, you know, Romeo Dubs still showing promise. Jaden Reed is showing promise here. And then you have Christian Watson and Luke Musgrave starting to come out a little bit here.
Yeah, Musgrave.
Lately as well.
Really nice, yep.
I like the weapons they have there in Green Bay. For so long, like you're like, oh, can we get Rodgers' weapons? Like now I feel real comfortable about the core weapons they have there. All three receivers, the tight end. They'll need a running back here.
Yeah, they're going to need to replace both. It's an
easily replaceable asset there. It's all on the shoulders like every team of Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Really come through.
The starting quarterback's going to make all the difference there as to whether or not those guys really kind of hit their peak or their peak value anyway.
So say Christian Watson tears his ace. Say he tore his ACL or MCL. It's light. And the guy's going to be out.
6-8 weeks.
6-8 weeks.
Yeah. Which is basically the rest of this season for fantasy purposes.
Are you buying Christian Watson?
Where is he at?
Because you'd have to give a second.
I would be okay giving a second. If that was the price tag, I like that. I wouldn't go into the 2 second ranges.
I meant to say you'd probably have to give a first.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah. I would definitely do a second for sure. I wouldn't even go as far as to do 2 seconds though. That's kind of where I'm at on him.
Yeah, the worrisome is just where does that all, like we just mentioned all these weapons, where does it shake up? Because Romeo Dubs has gotten better. Consistently. Like he's very consistent. I really like what I've seen out of Jaden Reed in this short amount of action. We can see him actually succeed.
No, I think he is going to be a problem. I think both those guys are going to be a problem. And they're finding creative ways to get both those guys involved. And Christian Watson is a big, tall guy that seems to get downfield well.
Mm-hmm.
But how much is that really going to be a part of the offense? And how much is that sustainable? And how much of that is going to produce consistent fantasy numbers? Which is what we're all looking for. I mean, you know, we can all, you look at guys like Marquez Valdez-Scantlin, and this week he did excellent, right? It'll probably be another 5 or 6 games before he does another excellent showing. So, I mean, I got so frustrated with that guy, I dropped him in a league. And I saw that you picked him up.
Well, I need receivers.
Yeah, and you need receivers? I don't. You know, it was one of those things. I was loaded with wide receiver. I was never going to use that guy. He was just burning up roster space.
I've yet to start him since I picked him up.
Newsflash, you're never going to start him. And if you do, it's in complete desperation and you're in a bad place anyway.
Oh, dude, I'm freaking toeing the line there. I have three receivers in this league. So our oldest league, which I feel like I'm a contender, this is like the last stretch of me. I have DeAndre Hopkins, DJ Moore, and Tyreek Hill. That's it. My other receivers are Michael Wilson.
Yeah.
And Robert Woods and Marquez Valdez-Scantlin. That's my receiver core. Yep. That's it. That's all I have.
That's thin.
Yeah.
Well. But it's enough as long as everyone stays healthy.
I wish I was girthier, but it's not the case. Sorry. Who else got hurt?
Dawson Knox, wrist surgery. They don't know exactly how long it's going to take until he's back. But
see you next year. Husband time.
But yeah, I mean, last week was
a good game.
How many catches? 8?
Is that what it was?
I think he had 8 catches.
He looked good.
He looked really good. I'm going to look him up right now, but I believe it was 8 catches.
You feel like there was a buy window on Dalton Kincaid like 3 weeks ago?
I do, and I've been waiting patiently, and I've almost pulled the trigger and started him like 3 times, and this week was the strongest urge to start him, and I didn't, and I'm just bummed that I didn't.
Tight ends, they're a slow roll, usually unless your name's Sam Laporta or Rob Gronkowski.
8 catches, 75 yards on 8 targets.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, he's the future. Like I said, the best outcome about Dalton Kincaid was he has the clearest Travis Kelce route.
And he was second on the team in targets to Diggs. That's it.
Okay.
Yep. So it was Diggs. Had 12, he had 8, and Gabriel had 5.
All right. So who else got hurt?
This was the one we were talked about, where we alluded to, I guess, in the opening, Deshaun Watson. Did say that louder?
Just can't stand this guy right now.
Yes. Rich is getting on board with me here.
I said the same thing last week.
I know. I just can't. I can't hear it enough. So he obviously had a shoulder issue coming into the game. He was cleared. He was not cleared. He was cleared by the doctors. He didn't clear himself personally to come in the last game. Now he came in this game. He played a little bit. He got thrown on his backside. Went into concussion protocol.
Didn't matter. He looked terrible before he got thrown on his backside.
Cleared concussion protocol, and now he's out.
I watched it back. His pass, like someone was... You could tell something was off, like early in the game, before he got slammed. Like he wasn't right. Like, dude, like I respect that you want to try and fight through something and see if you could play. And he didn't do anything but a walkthrough, really, up to the week. So he's got to sit out this week. You got to give this guy some time off. I mean, it sucks because this defense is unbelievable. And
they are single-handedly winning games.
Myles Garrett had the best defensive performance I've almost ever seen in my entire life last week.
It was pretty gross.
So, I mean, I'm sitting him because his shoulder's not right. But for me, it's like how long are we shaking off rust for Deshaun Watson, right? Like, how long is it going to be? Is it going to be 4 years after he was good in fantasy? Like, is that, you know, we talk about time. Like, how many people aren't good for 4 years? Now, granted, he didn't play for two because he wasn't allowed to because he's out there, you know, trying to, like, sell the situation going on. But for me, it's like
So, yeah, last year he was working his way back, right? He was basically off a year and a half, right?
2 years, almost.
Was he off?
Almost, pretty much closer to 2 years than a year and a half.
Well, no, right? He was off the full year, and then he was suspended for, was it 6 games?
Anyways, it was a while.
Yeah. We'll say he was off a year and a half, and now by the end of this year, he'll have been back a year and a half.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It was like 21, right?
Yeah.
2021.
It doesn't matter.
2020. Was it one of those years?
He's looked bad most of the time, right?
Yeah. So I struggle with him in Superflex rankings because
I have a tendency to not put him very high. And that has part to do with my bias of just not liking him and part to do with the fact that every time I've seen him, he's looked like crap. And I don't know
how. He looked good for Tennessee. His last start before he got hurt, he looked good. Yeah. And that was kind of encouraging. It's like, it's Deshaun Watson quarterback 9. Is Deshaun Watson quarterback 8? Is he's 10?
He's closer to 12 to 15.
I mean, we have Caleb Williams coming in. We have Drake May coming in. I would take both of them ahead of Deshaun Watson today.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, he just needs to come in and put two starts together where he could play well. And unfortunately, you know, whether it be because he was suspended, coming back after 2 years, a shoulder injury. Listen, the best ability is availability. And right now, you're just not available. And you haven't been available for quite a while. And every game that ticks by and every year that goes by, your dynasty value decreases. It's
a natural progression.
When you're this age, let me put it this way. Like, not if you're like Puka Nacua.
Right.
You know, or Bijan Robinson, who, you know, who also...
We'll talk about him.
Yeah, we'll talk about him next. So for me, Deshaun Watson... It's kind of a wait and see because you can't sell them because the value is depleted. Totally. Somebody offered me Izzy Elkabas in a podcast league that we're in together, Ultimate Dynasty Podcast League. He offered me today Deshaun Watson for Kyler Murray.
That one's an interesting one for me.
Me too. I haven't declined it, but I also haven't accepted it.
Because I don't really like either one of those players all that much. So that one is very difficult to kind of gauge which one I would want to run from more. And that's kind of how I would gauge that. You know what I mean? Or how I would state that.
One's 26, one's 28.
Yeah. But one is.
Is it crazy that Kyler Murray is only 26?
No, I don't think he's been in the league that long. He's just been injured a lot.
Oh, I feel like he's been in the league for infinity.
No, he's just been in and out and in and out. We talk about him so much, but
what was he doing?
You heard me.
Okay. Porn star. Yeah, so for me, Watson, I'm leaving him where he is.
Okay. That's fine. For me. Leave him wherever you want to. It's probably too high because he's a turd.
It probably is.
Let's peel back the curtain or pull back the curtain a little bit and because we bounced trades off each other quite a bit off show and whatnot. And you had asked me, you know, you had Anthony Richardson in a league that you were contending and you had an offer on the table for Deshaun Watson to give up Anthony Richardson. You would get Deshaun Watson
and Elijah Moore and something else.
Right.
And I put the Twitter.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? I just don't think this is a good trade for me. Like Anthony Richardson showed too much. He's 22. Yeah. Watson's 88.
Once it's 88.
Might as well be.
Yeah. With those Bill Cosby pictures from the internet.
Yeah. Fits right in.
Go ahead.
Why are you getting so many massages? Like, oh, I'm old. Bones are brittle. I was like, hey, help me see through these Browns colored lenses, right?
Yeah.
81% took the A-Rich side.
Yeah.
I declined the trade because he sent me the trade I sent him. Sure. Which I've done, and to be fair, in Dynasty, you know how many times I've done that where I've sent a trade.
I'm like, oh God, what'd I do?
No.
No.
And that team declines it. And then like a week or two later, they send the same trade back.
Yeah.
And then I decline it. Yeah. So I decline it. And he just sent me a message. Like, it was a funny meme one. Like, oh my, I had the turntables turned or something.
Oh my, how the tables have turned. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was turntables.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was a funny one. Yeah. Gotcha. Oh yeah. Oh my. It was like, oh my, the turntables. It was when Michael Scott did that.
Okay.
Yeah. When Michael Scott did it. And yeah, 81% took the A-Rich side.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it for the whole week. I was like, man, this would help me now. But like all I'm getting in return is like Elijah Moore. And I can't remember what the other player was. Like it wasn't,
I don't either. You gave somebody else on top of A-Rich too. You were giving somebody and you were getting Deshaun Watson, a tight end. And,
oh, Luke Musgrave.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. I really want Luke Musgrave.
Yeah.
Because I can use a tight end.
Yeah.
But I just thought about it. I was like, dude, Anthony Richardson's ceiling is just too high at 22.
Like, and I remember the last thing I said on there. I was like, I mean, do you really trust that Deshaun Watson is going to get good again? And you were like, no.
Not anymore.
No. Yeah.
Will you bring that trade up or do you have a trade to bounce off me?
No, that was it. Oh. I wanted to peel back the curtain there and just kind of talk that through while we were talking to Sean Watson and kind of give everyone a look behind the curtain. And
it's a weird situation. Obviously I have my Browns homerism and anytime I have like the quarterback in a Superflex league, I love to have, if he's decent,
sure.
Like if he's good, like Baker, I like to have the Browns quarterback. I mean, that's something I'm watching like
anyway,
intensely,
yeah.
Like in person. And it honestly means too much to me.
It's like it's your overall rooting interest.
Like, yeah. I don't have, like, I love Dynasty Fantasy Football. I love my family and friends. I love snowboarding and I love the Browns. Like that's legit. Like
that's it.
I like playing poker. Oh, I love chess. Yeah. I love playing poker, but not as much as I used to. Cause I don't have a chopper too, but that's it. I don't have like,
it's all I got, man.
I like going to the beach sometimes, I guess. I don't know, but I like going to water cause there's sharks in there, but yeah. So it's a murky waters, man. So for me, as a Watson, though, like outside of that, if I have Watson, like I'm just like, who am I selling him for? Like Brock Purdy?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think you're going to get a better offer than somebody like Brock Purdy or like that. You know, that's what.
And if you had Brock Purdy, would you give him up for Deshaun Watson?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
We're going to talk Brock Purdy later.
Let's do it. All right. On to the next injury, or is it? Bijan Robinson?
Making out with Garrett.
Illness? I don't know what happened here. I mean, do we believe that it was an illness? Was it?
Yeah.
Was it something else?
I mean, what else would it be?
A hangover?
Ooh.
Maybe he just got his first hangover just like you,
maybe
Richard.
He did.
Do you remember Weedhead Willie Green?
I do remember Weedhead Willie Green.
Busting off that big run and then puking on the sidelines because he was all hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Hey, man.
There's a lot of... Dude, I have so many behind the stories, like Browns, like... like, definitely like Johnny... Well, now a lot of the Johnny Manziel... Like, one time going to like Johnny Manziel's apartment and like he had his Heisman trophy on the counter on his coffee table. And he used it as a blunt holder. And then
doesn't shock me.
And then going from there to the casino and drinking 13 gin and tonics in high stakes room, like
this is all probably the night before game too. Huh?
Like the night before, like it was either night before or two nights before. Yeah, dude, it's all just crazy. And don't even get me started on that the cornerback that we took at number 7 overall ahead of somebody really good. I can't remember. Justin Gilbert. Remember him?
Yep.
I think number 7 traded up. I think the number 7 overall for him. Worst draft pick the Browns have ever made, even outside of Giant, because at least Giant Mizell won a game as a starting cornerback. Yeah, that dude had some addiction issues, to say the least. But, Bijan, I'm assuming he's not feeling too good.
No, I know. I hate to even throw out accusations like that. I was just kind of... It was an odd situation, right? I mean, like, there was nothing on the injury report. Usually, there was somebody that came out and said that Atlanta's getting talked to about, you know, properly reporting.
Yeah, stuff. They're investigating.
Yeah.
I sat on this podcast and said Bijan was going to be the number 1 overall fantasy player. I think it says he have 2,000 all purpose yards. Never underestimate the magic of Arthur Smith. I am, you know.
I jokingly, when you said that, and I was like, I am not going to buy it. They have got Tyler Algier. And I could, and then I like stopped. I was like, I can't even get all the way through the sentence. There's no way that they're going to have Tyler Algier running the football more than Beach. And they're in like 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Before this game.
Crazy. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, for Bijan, it's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's weird about it, and we talk about it all the time, is, you know, when it comes to running backs, every year matters. It really does, because their lifespan, hashtag 2 to 3 year window, you know, and Bijan's a special talent, so he'll outlive that. But like him just forfeiting this year is like, oh, whatever. It's not that easy for me to say. Now, Bijan's still my number one overall dynasty running back. And Priest Hall is my number 2 dynasty running back. Then when he gets out of that, I mean, you have Christian McCaffrey, who's old.
Yep.
You know, he's just, he's that outlier.
But a freaking machine.
He's a true outlier. Like, you, once every, you know, before that, well, we had Shady McCoy. You know, and before that, it was, who was it before that?
Jamal Charles.
Yep. So these guys come every, there's always usually just one of them. We don't usually have two of these guys. There's a whole bunch of guys that have the short windows in between. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I want Travis Etienne is probably my 4th overall running back.
Yeah, he's coming. He started coming on, man. Like, he's scoring touchdowns at an insane rate. It seems
two. Travis Etienne is Eden.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So Travis Etienne is my 4th overall running back, and then I mean, it starts to get pretty murky.
You got just a bunch of guys and a bunch of older guys that have been injured and nicked up, and you don't know what kind of to expect from them week in and week out.
Right? I mean, is there anybody that's jumping out off the page for you that like, oh, I got to have that? Oh, Devon Achane.
Already injured. You know what I mean?
Like, so Travis Etienne, like, you got to pay 2 firsts easily for Travis Etienne today.
Yes, I agree.
Easily. And worth it. Like, I don't say give up 2 firsts as a contender, like, but I'd easily give 2 firsts for Travis Etienne
today. The way he's rolling right now, it'd be worth it.
But we went from, I mean, this running back situation in Dynasty is not, it's not a darling. My number 2 running back. Is Breece Hall carrying you anywhere? Now, coming off ACL year tier, so I'm going to give him a whole other year, and he's still beautiful. I love him. But
is Javonte Williams starting to creep back up your rankings? He's starting to get the workload.
A little bit.
Yeah. Starting to. He doesn't look fantastic. He doesn't look amazing, but he's flashing.
How many running backs would you give up 2 firsts for in Dynasty right now? Bijan's costing you more.
Yeah, Bijan's going to cost you more.
Breece Hall's costing you more.
Yeah.
Would you give up 2 firsts for Travis Etienne?
In the right situation, I would. Yeah. And Christian McCaffrey, I wouldn't even think about it.
Christian McCaffrey, give up 2 firsts.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. I think that's the list.
That's it? They give up two
who
firsts
else?
For?
Who else would you?
No, nobody can think of.
Yeah, I don't think.
Let me bring up my little
I'm going to bring up my list here. Yep.
Let me get a list. Running backs here that are, I mean.
Make sure we're not forgetting anybody.
Kenneth Walker. A non-pass catcher running back, but still gets it done on the ground. Currently running back number
is he 10?
7 overall.
Oh, I only have week
3 weeks. Oh, I'm on standard. Hold on. Let me go to PPR. Here we go.
Kenneth Walker is 7th.
Number 7. Yeah. DeAndre Swift is running back 6. You're not giving up 2 firsts for DeAndre Swift. Would you go 2 firsts for Devon Achane?
I would a couple weeks ago, so why wouldn't I now?
Okay. Besides that, Tony Pollard, we've realized he needs to be a dual running back, kind of running back.
Yeah, where is he at on the list right now?
I bumped him down.
13th.
He's 13th. I bumped him down so far.
He had his bye.
Dynasty rankings.
He had his bye, though.
Doesn't matter.
No, I mean, he'll be back in the running back one conversation.
But that's it. I mean, and look what he's got. Bijan, running back 10. Priest Hall, he's down here, running back 19. Saquon, he's been hurt. Jahmyr Gibbs. Would you give up 2 firsts for Jahmyr Gibbs?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
He had a pretty good week.
He had a really good week.
I'd give up 2 firsts for Jahmyr Gibbs.
I probably would too.
So that's the list, right? Like, I don't see anybody else.
I don't know how I forgot about him, but I forgot about him.
Well, because he hasn't. And then what about here? How many running backs would you give up just a single first for?
I mean,
would you give up first for Najee Harris?
You would have to. I don't know that. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd give a first for Tajay Spears, right?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Remember everybody that was laughing at the Dynasty Nerd show when could we have Tajay Spears in the first round? Now who's laughing now?
You'd give one for Swift, right? I mean,
I'd give up a first for Swift. Yeah. I'd give up a first for, would you give a first for Javonte Williams?
I would, knowing that he's going to get better.
Okay.
If I was a contender, I wouldn't. How about that?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't expect him to.
These are all contender questions, by the way, because I won't give up. I'm not a contender. I'm not giving up a first for any of these guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, even I'm not. Even
then that makes Javonte tricky, right?
If I'm not a contender, I'm not giving up 2 firsts for Jahmyr Gibbs.
That's true.
Because I could just have a pick.
Right. You'd rather just have the 2 picks.
I mean, a lot of people gave up first round pick for Ramondre Stevenson. Zeke's starting to get more carries out there. That's not looking
good.
I
tried to warn everybody about Ramondre Stevenson and the New England Patriots. No one wanted to listen to me.
You're right. You're right. I mean, Saquon Barkley, first.
Whew,
I'd give up first pretty easily for Saquon.
When he's right and that offensive line is working, is a great player. Where the hell is he at right now?
He's currently running back 22. He's missed 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'd actually give up more than a first for Saquon. Not 2 firsts, but I'd probably give up a first and like a second 20, and third.
26.
It's 26.
Damn, he gets injured a lot, man.
He does. That's what I'm saying. It's running backs are fickle, man.
I think I would give a first, but I wouldn't give more.
Contender, you getting a first for Alvin Kamara?
God, that dude scores a lot of points.
I'd give him a first. I think I would. As a contender, if I need a running
back. I think
back.
I would. He's 28 years old. That would be the very top of what I would pay for him.
Yeah, and I need a running back.
And I would almost ask for something back in return.
Josh Jacobs?
No.
Wouldn't give a first?
I don't think so. He's 26? Playing like dog crap.
Teams and
he had his best year. It was last year. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Don't pay for pass production.
And that's it. That's it. Yeah. Those are your dynasty running backs that you're even talking about. I mean, you're not giving up a first for David Montgomery.
Nope.
You're not giving up a first for James Cook, right?
No, probably not. He seems to have started hot and faded.
He has started hot and faded. You know, come off a game where he scored 19.2 points, which is pretty good.
Did he?
And then 7.1. Okay. Yep, 5.1. He's borderline worth a first. It's just, I want to see what, let's see if they don't trade for Derrick Henry or something along those lines. How about that? We'll see. We got way off this.
Yeah, we did. All right. Jerome Ford has got a low grade high ankle sprain.
2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks. Obviously, Kareem Hunt's been kind of, I feel like, gathering some steam, but Pierre Strong.
Out carried him
after the injury.
You want to make a sneaky move in Dynasty. Everybody's out there making offers for Kareem Hunt. Offer a third round pick for Pierre Strong today in your Dynasty League for the next couple of weeks. Barring they trade for like a Derrick Henry or sign like a Leonard Fournette or, Kenyon Drake or something along those lines. Like, Pierre Strong.
Kenyon Drake is not.
No, he's not.
Please don't use him as an example.
I apologize. But Pierre Strong right now, like I know Kareem Hunt had the 2 big touchdowns on there, but Pierre Strong out carried him.
And I think I would expect that kind of usage to continue.
So go out there.
Kareem Hunt is a guy that's going to score the touchdowns. He's going to get the goal line carries. He's going to get those short yardage, high quality carries. And Pierre Strong is probably going to get the majority of the work. And I think that's kind of how they're going to divide that for the next 2 to 4 weeks. Unless they bring somebody in, like you said, just not Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, they signed somebody to their taxi squad today. I can't remember who it was.
I didn't catch that one. So
irrelevant. Luke Musgrave's got a mild ankle. Zach Ertz went to IR. We probably won't see him the rest of the year.
And why that's significant? He was running 70% of the pass routes, and what's his name? McBride was only he was only at 32. And McBride has been coming on lately. Well,
who was my buy last week?
Was it McBride?
Of the week. Trey McBride.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, feeling pretty good about it.
With only 32%, there's only room to go up now, so he should see a nice little bump.
And depending on your league, the league size, whatever, check your waiver wire. Chase Edmonds is removed from IR. He'll be coming back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There is a chance that he could overtake a guy like Rashad White.
Anyone has got a chance to overtake Rashad White and his, like, 3-point-nothing yards or carry.
Curtis Ferguson.
So inefficient.
All right, so before we get into these other questions, we
have gotten off the rails, my friend.
This show has gone so different.
We're almost at 40 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is like an old school nerd show.
I know.
Remember those old shows we used to do where we talk Dynasty 85% of the time?
Yeah.
And then we would talk personal stuff and other stuff. Like, we talked a lot of movies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Those. Mm-hmm. And the show, the show's 10 years old. And those early shows are what really grew this show to those tens of thousands of listeners.
We don't even need Garrett. Let's just go off the rails. Let's just go off the rails without this guy.
We don't really look at the show. Should we just talk? That's my favorite thing to do, though, is just talk Dynasty. I mean, it's what we build the show on. It's just talking Dynasty. Like, you don't need structure. You just got to talk about what's going on and then talk rookies.
I mean, I was...
Who to buy, who to sell, who to draft.
I pulled the curtain back on the trade talk earlier, but we kind of pulled the curtain back on our personal conversations there for a little bit as well.
You got to know me a little bit better today.
Better.
Yeah, and I could never talk.
That was my Max Headroom.
Can we talk about a couple of these advertisers? Better. People that actually pay us money to talk about them?
Yeah.
Because we love them too. It's more of a partnership, though.
It really is.
We're really good partners with Sleeper. Any day now, I've been saying for weeks that our app should be on the menu now. It's done. It's going through its final testing right now.
Yep,
and it looks awesome because you can send trades through this app on there.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love the look of our mini on the Sleeper as well.
It's going to be the best looking mini on there. Yeah. Sorry to all the other guys out there, fantasy pros and whatnot. We got the best looking one. Sorry. It's kind of like looking in at us on the podcast.
Exactly.
And you're on the left and I'm on the right, so you got your right eye close. And Dicers, I mean, we're partnering up with them right now on Sleeper, and they're offering this great new way to play DFS where you can win up to 100 times your entry. That's right, one with two zeros. It's the highest payout right now in the DFS market. Track your players, track your Sleeper picks all real time. All you got to do is choose 2 to 8 of your favorite players from pregame, live in game, or even across a different sport if you want to. Now, like this time in October, we got some World Series baseball, we got basketball starting, hockey, like all different ways you can go here with DFS.
It's everywhere. Everything's on board.
So pick more or less than predicted stats. Only on Sleeper, you can get up to 100 times your payouts. And if you use the promo code NERDS right now, they're going to give you a $100 match on your first deposit. You know, support our sponsors, use the Sleeper code NERDS, get out there, play those, win big money. Everything we advertise is win big money.
Win big money.
Use this Dynasty information and win some cash. Unlike me and my betting league this week, which I thought for sure that the Browns and I had the Jags on Thursday. I thought it was a lock. I should have bet all on the Jags. But I had the Jags, my parlay.
Oh, no.
I did over and over parlays. It was the Jags, the Browns minus 2. They won by 1.
Those Vegas people know things.
Yeah.
They know things. Yeah. I don't know how.
Didn't go good. But let me tell you about one of our other friends.
Let's hear about it, man.
FFPC. I mean, this is a company that started in 2010. And if you want to play high stakes Dynasty, if you want to get in there and just and be insulated in a league where you don't ever have to worry about it folding, this is the place you got to go. If you don't have enough, if you want to join more Dynasty Leagues, you don't know who to go join with, go to myffpc.com and go on there, use the promo code NERDS. They're going to give you $25 off any entry with that promo code. And
that's
you get
$35 to $200 entries, right?
Yeah.
So, free league. Yeah, you talked about high stake, but they have they have lower stake, $35 leagues as well. So it kind of is catered to everyone, right? It's not just the high stakes community.
Yeah, it's Any which way you want to play. So I say high stakes to some people like, God, I've been listening to Dice Nerds podcast for a while.
I'm really good. I beat up on all my friends in my home league.
I've been crushing my rookie drafts. And you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I was telling you too. It's like, man, I'm so proud. Like as we enter year 10, this is going to be our 10th year of like our rookie content. Mm-hmm. And I said to you before show, like I would love to see any other Dynasty podcast out there or any regular fantasy, any podcast anywhere, football or anybody. And put them against our rookie analysis and how much we've crushed that market and how well we've done for the nerd herd, you know? And I know it speaks, you know, we're blessed to have a ton of listeners, but like, I'm so proud that like we're out here putting quality content out for the rookie talk.
And that's, I mean, that's what we're all about, right? I mean,
so if you use that content and you want to join more dynasty leagues, cause you got to crush it against your opponents. Absolutely. Is why you listen to the show. MyFFPC.com is a place to go. And right now they got their weekly challenge going on. No draft, no salary cap, no convoluted rules, 10 team, convoluted rules.
I was going to let it go.
30 team and 100 team contest. Pick your players by Sunday's 1 PM start and let them ride. MyFFPC.com, promo code nerds. Now, since this show's running a little bit later, we don't have a lot to talk. Like, these are going to be quick hits now instead of in depth. Okay. We're going to talk these out. How much time do we have left?
Well, we're right around 45.
So let me tell you about what I did this morning.
Please share.
So let's get into this. Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Fact or fiction. This is fact or fiction.
This is fact or fiction. Yes. Ready?
Yep.
Fact or fiction. I don't have a radio voice.
Fact or fiction?
I think you could have done better, to be honest with you. That didn't sound that good.
I know, right?
It really didn't.
It sounded just okay. Fact or fiction?
Better? I mean, still not doing it for me, though, if I'm being honest.
Fact or fiction? Ooh,
trying way too hard on that one. Probably just better off doing your own voice. Okay.
Fact or fiction.
This is fact or fiction.
That was going to be my last one, by the way.
A top 15 dynasty QB. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
This is easy for me.
Fact. He's number 10 right now.
Number 7 overall.
Is he?
Yeah.
What am I looking at then?
He's put up more fantasy points. Every single week, he's put up more fantasy points.
Yeah.
Come up a week, he scored 26, I think, 26.1, if my memory serves me right. But if you look at his stat lines from week 1 through week 7, every week he scored more points. He's currently quarterback number 7. And, you know, is he the best quarterback in the league? Far, far, far from it. But is he in a perfect system for him? Yeah. And this is a team that has this player locked up for the next 4 years at the cheapest possible amount of money you could play a player because he's Mr. Irrelevant. So he gets the least amount of money out there. I think he's making like $800,000 a year, something like ridiculous.
I want to fact check you on that. That his fantasy points took a dip in week 6 and week 7 actually, but he was creeping up and up and up, kind of leading up to that. So you might have it up to week 5 or something like that.
Let me double check.
He's had a bad couple of weeks. 6 and 7.
I apologize. Yeah. I said 26.1 because when I looked at his stats earlier on my phone, my phone wasn't updated on my computer. You're right. He has scored 14.8, 8.7. He's gone down.
The past 2 weeks.
But he's quarterback 9 over his last 2 weeks.
He's quarterback 9 and
Myles Garrett effect, baby.
It is a little bit. Both these past 2 weeks have been, I think, a little bit of a struggle. Maybe some people have figured out a little bit how to defend the Kyle Shanahan's offense a little bit better. But you also have to remember this guy is coming off of surgery. And if you listen to the telecast and you know, the announcers were talking about how when they spoke to Brock Purdy, he's still regaining strength in his arm. So he's not even at 100% yet. As far as having full strength in his throwing arm yet. So he's able to do everything because he is precise with his passes for the most part. He throws to open windows. And he's smart. He knows, he processes quickly, which is all those things are what you want in a quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's going to be able to, barring any crazy injuries or anything like that, he's going to be married here with Kyle Shanahan for the foreseeable future, which he's only going to get better and grow. So, yes, he's a top 15 guy as far as dynasty goes. Right now, he's a top 10 guy as far as this current year. And I would expect that to at least maintain, if not maybe even be able to creep up a little bit and be closer to a top six, top seven guy once he's fully healthy and a couple years down the line.
System quarterback, totally fine with that.
Yep.
I'm fine with system running backs as well. Currently outperforming Justin Fields, outperforming Russell Wilson, outperforming Matt Stafford, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, who's having a phenomenal rookie year, Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow. And I know Joe Burrow's hurt, but still, he's outperforming him. You know, people talk about this and that, like, oh, he was hurt. Like, I don't care. Like, this isn't a, like, excuse business. This is a win and loss game that we yep. play, right? Like, either you're on the field producing or not. Either you give me points to help me win or you do not. You know, either you put yourself in position to put in my starting lineup or you do not. This isn't...
It's either that or I'm going to have to find somebody that is scoring points to get in my lineup and I'm going to have to give up an asset to do it. Like, I mean, so it's... That's the world we live in.
It's a simple game. Yeah. Yes, we're playing Dynasty, but we're trying to find long-term solutions to these problems. That's all we're trying to do to equate here. We're trying to find long-term solutions to these problems to put into your starting lineup and find the value of that worth, right? That's our whole job here at Dynasty Nerds, is to do that, to put you in the best position. And depending on where your team is again, the league analyzer and the Dynasty GM works on two different modes, right? Like, in case you don't know this, there's a top button in the right-hand corner, and it says go from Dynasty mode to Contender mode. Contender mode just puts you right into a redraft mode. That's it.
Yep.
It's operating redraft. Like, who can win now and who's in the best position? So we're building the tools and getting the information to help you win long-term and now, and finding those windows to win now. Because once you in the win now mode, that's it. You're all in. Nothing else matters. Right. So if Brock Purdy is going to be a system quarterback for the next 6 to 7 years, possibly, or if it's just for two more years, as right now, the current quarterback room states, he's a top 15 quarterback.
Absolutely. So next, fact or fiction, will the Giants, or are the Giants, will the Giants be drafting Daniel Jones' replacement in the 2024 draft?
Fiction.
I agree with that.
They're not going to have a high enough draft pick.
They're five right now.
Right now.
Right.
I don't think by the when it's all said and done, they'll have a high enough draft pick. And even if they stayed at five, they don't have the assets to probably go. They probably won't give up the assets to go get.
That might have been before this week that they were five. Okay. Regardless, they're high, right?
They're high. They suck. So they should be pretty high. But for me, I mean, they just signed Daniel Jones. I think, I can't remember how much of his contract's guaranteed, but I think it was like $80 million. Of it. I mean, half of it has to be guaranteed. He wasn't signing for just 1 year for $40 million. I don't know how much is guaranteed, but he's got guaranteed money. If Daniel Jones doesn't come out of this by the 2024 season, then they'll be looking at adding a quarterback. But Daniel Jones, they will not draft a replacement in 2024.
No, I don't think they will either. I think this is one of those things where they'd be probably better off getting an offensive line, getting some offensive line help in there in order to probably better the situation for either Daniel Jones or his eventual replacement. Right. I mean, it's definitely one of those things where, I mean, it could go either way, but I'm leaning towards no, I'm leaning towards that is fiction. All right. Next up on fact or fiction, Jonathan Taylor is back to being a top five Dynasty running back.
Never left, baby.
I'm with you. I'm with you there.
Fiction.
In fact,
I mean, fiction.
Fiction because he never left.
Yeah, he never left.
Okay.
He looked great. But, I mean, we're just waiting for him to come back and play. That's all. Yeah, he's never left my top five rankings. We never mentioned him. We talked all the running backs.
We never mentioned him. I just came to that exact same conclusion at the same time you did. I was like, wow.
Because you want to show him the stat line because he hasn't been around long enough. Yep. And I was like, if you're not on the stat line now, you're not good enough. So for me, I would give up two firsts for Jonathan Taylor.
Okay. To rope us back into that old conversation. I probably would as well.
Fact or fiction?
Yep.
Kenny Pickett is a Steeler starter in 2024.
Ooh, he's got to be.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just too early up on him.
It is. Another team that could probably use a little bit more help up front and maybe get that running game going a little bit more. Right?
Get the running game a little bit more. And every analyst, every sports talk radio host in Pittsburgh, every fan in Pittsburgh wants Matt Canada fired.
Gone.
So
yep.
He's the scapegoat. It won't be Kenny Pickett. It will be Matt Canada.
Yep.
You know,
it's a lot easier to replace a offensive coordinator than it is your starting
first round pick at quarterback, yep. Who's only in year two. He's going to get a third year. Definitely in Pittsburgh, who really gives their
picks. It's a very patient ownership group and very patient coaching staff. So I do think that, I mean, that's the reason Matt Canada is still there is because they're super patient.
Yes.
Right? I mean, so they're going to stick with their quarterback. They're going to get him some more weapons. They're going to get him some more help in the offensive line, and that'll be how they kind of gussy that up for next year.
Fact or fiction? Chris Olave is a dynasty wide receiver one.
I think he's borderline.
It's funny you say that because I'm as my wide receiver 12.
Yeah, I think he's borderline. There are some things that he does really well, and there are some things I wish he did a little bit better.
I'm not ready to move him here yet, but, and it could be silly by me, but we're talking about him in a second, Puka Nacua or Chris Olave? Because I would still take Olave.
Yeah.
Radio silence.
I know that one's tough, man. Right?
Think about it.
I will. I think Puka does some nice things in the middle of the field. He's very tough. I just haven't seen. And he's gonna get peppered with targets, and it's
where he's living.
Yeah,
we're talking about Puka here in a second. So,
sure.
Kyle Pitts, fact or fiction, is back to in the elite dynasty tight end combo.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, same thing. He never really. I mean, I was down on him, but he was still my tight end
four, I think,
overall. So, I mean,
I think everyone, I mean you and I, because this is everyone for me right now. I think we're just very disappointed in the usage, and now they're starting to use him again the way that he is meant to be used. So that's
by sacrificing Bijan Robinson.
It's so horrible. Why can't they?
I put the meme out there on my Twitter like, oh, Kyle Pitts is back. What did it cost? Bijan Robinson with the Thanos. You're like, everything. Oh, what did it cost? It just cost Bijan. That's all. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap the show up with this.
Yeah.
Re-rank our top five rookie wide receivers.
I read this wrong pre-show and did not see the rookie part. So I'm going to do this on the fly. All right.
I didn't do any show prep for it.
Okay.
I just read the show sheet to see what we're talking about, and I just go off of that.
But I was preparing for a different top five.
Okay.
Because it was drop the rookies.
Well, I said my number one is Puka Nacua.
Puka.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. Yeah. Matt Harmon put a good tweet out today, and it was a recap of his show. He said, and I saw it, and it got me thinking. I actually saw it like an hour before we did the show, and he said, Where would Puka be if Puka's name was Jackson Smith and Jigba in your dynasty rankings? That's what Matt Harmon asked.
Yeah.
Him and somebody else were talking about in their Discord.
If he was producing at that rate.
Yeah. And he's like, arguably your dynasty wide receiver one overall.
Three, four.
And five, Ryan McDowell, our buddy Ryan McDowell, he's like, worst case, he's wide receiver three behind Jamar Chase. And I agree. So if Puka's name was Jackson Smith and Jigba, not a fifth round pick, and a first round pick, he'd probably be wide receiver three. I am at the point with Puka where I moved him up pretty, he's pretty high in my dynasty rankings. And right now his target share has actually gone up with Cooper Kupp back. He went from like 30% to 36% target share.
Well, I think defenses are cluing in on Cooper Kupp, right? And still trying to take him away.
Yeah.
And it's leaving even more open space for Puka to run well.
So for me, I'd give up. He's worth two firsts. He's a fifth round pick, but he's being peppered targets. The only reason I'd rather have Chris Olave and why Puka's not in my top 12 yet is right now he does have Cooper Kupp on the team, even though he's winning. But it's not even just that. It's how much more of Sean McVay are we going to get and how much more of Matthew Stafford are we going to get?
Yeah, I think his value is directly tied with those guys. And while he is young, Matthew Stafford's not young, and correct, Sean McVay has already threatened to retire last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how does he function out of that offense what nobody really has a 100% feel for.
So, Puka's like my wide receiver, like 14, right around there, like 14, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
So, he's like 14, 50. I moved him ahead of like DK Metcalf, guys like that.
I'll have to reevaluate him because I don't think he's anywhere near that for me.
Well, he's probably
but he should be. He should be up in the 20 to teen area.
Let me check my official Dynasty Nerds ranks here.
You go right ahead.
I have Puka right behind. I have him as wide receiver 13.
Okay. Wow.
I have him ahead of a Jackson Smith and Jigba, so I put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only receivers I have him in Dynasty, can I give you my top 12 wide receivers in Dynasty? It doesn't matter what time we have. My show. I can go as long as I want.
Yes, you can.
Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown,
right.
Jalen Waddle,
yes.
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Devontae. Amon Ross St. Brown.
Where's Devontae at?
Devontae Smith.
Okay.
After week, started from week three on, he's
an A.J. Brown show. I know.
Chris Olave.
A.J. Brown's been going nuts.
Tyreek Hill. Yeah. Stephon Diggs. And it's crazy I even have Tyreek Hill as my wide receiver 10. He's that good and that much of a difference maker when he said next year is his last year.
Right.
So it's a year of Tyreek Hill still worth number wide receiver 10.
Sure.
Stephon Diggs, Drake London, then Puka Nacua.
I'm curious to hear the reasoning behind Drake London being ahead of Puka.
I still feel like he has the traits to be a true number. Yeah, it's probably not right.
I was just curious.
Let me put it this way.
Traits.
The long term, like Puka, it's hard because Puka's done this for 7 straight weeks, so it's kind of hard. But from when I still look through my dynasty lens, which I always look through, it's like, okay, which one can I have long term? Like
We already talked about the answer to this. I mean, and it's because Puka is tied to those older. He's tied to an old wide receiver or an old QB, a quarterback that, I mean, a head coach that who knows how long he's going to be actually head coach.
But you know what makes me feel kind of gross though? Like
what?
I have Puka here because he deserves to be at wide receiver 13, right? He deserves it. Sure. Doesn't matter how much more I want to see and how much doubt I could possibly have. He deserves it. But I have ahead of Jackson Smith and Jigba, T. Higgins, DJ Moore, Michael Pittman, Brandon Ayuk, and Jordan Addison. Those are guys I have right behind them.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I say it out loud, it's like, who do you want, Jordan Addison or Puka? It's like, man, Jordan Addison.
So let me ask you this, and we're going to circle back to our top five list. I feel fine saying that Puka Nacua right now is the number one guy that should have been drafted first as far as wide receivers go, right?
In hindsight, yeah. Nobody.
This is hindsight.
There's no analyst in the business that had him here.
No. These are hindsight.
Yeah.
A re-looking at who would have gone first. That's why I'm looking at this right now.
So who's going second?
That's my question. Because it's Jordan Addison, who was always my number two, right?
He was always your number two.
Yeah.
He was always my number two.
Exactly. Is he now number two ahead of Jackson Smith and Jigba, who hasn't done much?
Well, he had an okay game this week.
Yeah.
Jordan Addison had a monster.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back and stick with Jackson's tape.
Okay.
And I don't like definitely at the receiver position to shake up my rankings too much by week 8 of the season, right? Like I didn't put all that time in watching tape to change things by week 8.
And here's the deal. I always knew that Jordan Addison was the most pro ready guy and he looks like, he stepped right in. I mean, he performed when Justin Jefferson was there.
Yeah.
We always thought like, hey, this guy's going to eat because he's going to not have a lot of coverage, you know, rolled his way. Justin Jefferson's out. He's still doing it.
We said that though in the summer though. We said Jordan Addison was probably going to be the number one fantasy scorer at receiver.
Yeah.
Not absolutely. Knowing Puka was alive.
Sure.
But he is alive. He's still breathing. Yep. And sure enough, Jordan Addison's producing. We knew Jackson Smith and Jigba wasn't coming off a injury, first of all, not playing the whole year, pretty much, and having two very good receivers ahead of him in Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. At no point did we ever think this was going to be a Jackson Smith and Jigba year. So, like, why would I just move him down when he's doing exactly what I thought he would do, right?
Yes, correct.
And the moment DK Metcalf stepped out, he put up his best game yet.
Yep.
So, for me, I still like Jackson Smith and Jigba a ton. If you want to put Jordan Addison ahead of him, I have no problem with that whatsoever because I like Jordan Addison a ton too.
For the record, I don't. I was just curious.
Okay.
Because he was my number two, and I'm like, do I keep him there or do I?
See, it's weird because I had Devon Achane ahead of Jordan Addison in my ranks. And I still would have him. But I had a very like I felt really good about
look at that. I got him open right now.
Top six, right there. Like I loved. Obviously, we love Bijan. Then Jahmyr gives that draft value. Then I had Jackson Smith and Jigba. And then I had Devon Achane.
I had Achane over Jordan Addison also.
And then I had Kincaid. And then I had Addison.
I had Kincaid above Achane.
Well, I totally understand that.
So was he your boyfriend or mine?
Man, be his boyfriend. He's my husband. So, so then after Jordan Addison at three, we have four and five, right? So, is it Zay Flowers at four for you? Is it
Zay Flowers certainly has looked the best, right?
He's looked very good.
Yeah. So I think he would have to be four. He was originally my number four. And Mingo was ahead of him, which seems to have just been misplaced at this point. Jonathan Mingo just hasn't done anything.
The fair, Bryce Young hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
So they're tied hand in hand. I'm still giving Mingo time. But yeah, I'd probably put Zay Flowers in at four, and then at five.
Yeah, well, who's number five? Rashee Rice?
Rashee Rice.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah.
He's coming along. He might end up being one of those guys that... He supplants Zay Flowers in the long run. You know what I mean? Because just better offense. Not because he's a better player. Better offense. Better situation.
Man, I love now that when I update my rank set in the Nerds app, it just updates all of them, copies all of them.
Isn't it nice?
It's so much nicer.
Yeah.
Publish. Yeah. I had to move Rashee Rice up a couple spots. I realized I had him behind Quentin Johnson, and that was a massive mistake.
Yeah. Can't have that there.
So that's it. This was a fun show.
Yeah, it was.
Felt a little old school. Yeah, as we had an anniversary.
We went off on a tangent.
I gotta hear Jared sent us the very first show we ever did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was March what was the date? Hold on. The very first Nerds podcast came out on March 20th, 2014.
I don't feel like that was it, but maybe it was.
It says right here, it's dated.
No, I know.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No, don't even.
I was going to play it because the very first show, I was ranking on Bishop Sankey. I was listening back to it because it sounded so bad because it was 10 years ago,
yeah.
Our podcasting debut. And I listened to it. I was like, man, we were on it already earlier. I was going, man, a lot of people have Bishop Sankey as their running back too, and I just don't see it. look at us, always going left when everybody else is going right. And the good thing is we've been right for 10 years for the most part. So here's the 10 years almost. We're about 9 years and 3/4.
We're getting there.
We're going to do something special for that show.
We will.
It'll be cool to do.
Do it from Hawaii? Yeah. That would be cool.
Do it somewhere cool. And then like, we got to get like Dynasty Mike back on.
That would be sweet, actually.
For anybody that doesn't know, yeah. Dynasty Mike was on the show for 3 years to get the show going.
He was an OG.
OG. So we got to get Dynasty Mike on for the 10-year anniversary.
We will.
We start playing ahead of time. So let's get in this Nerd Herd show. We got to do some Nerd Herd trade questions, and we'll be back next week. Maybe Garrett will be alive. Maybe he won't be. Either way.
Adios.